Buy today.
All right, so we've been through the top kill method and saw what's next. Everything but the kitchen sink, baby. We're trying to plug a leak, after all, that is flooding the Gulf of Mexico. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between, to the left, to the right, and all those gray spaces. Everybody's invited. This is about conversation here, and there's a lot of it going on about a couple of different things. It, not just what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico. It is top of mind, however. We can't help ourselves. It is summertime, and we're talking about beaches being destroyed and the concern over who done it and how much are the fishermen going to get and the shrimpers and all the people who make their livelihood in Alabama and Mississippi and now in Florida and some of the other Gulf Coast areas who see shattered dreams thanks to the chocolate syrup that is rolling closer and closer to those beaches. It's interesting because the president, who 7 weeks ago, I guess, was saying it's time to drill and open up those offshore oil leases, now is in a weird position because he's criticizing the idea that we're so dependent on fossil fuels, which, of course, yes, we are totally dependent on fossil fuels. And a lot of those reasons go back to the fact that we also became uber dependent on foreign sources. I mean, not just the Middle East. Everybody automatically thinks Middle East, Middle East, Middle East, and the Saudis. But our friends to the north, the Canadians, I mean, we are absolutely dependent on other outside sources. I've said this over and over and over again, but I'm going to say it again. If you'd like that, if you want to rent a good documentary, get How GM Killed the Electric Car, because they did. The electric car could have been all over the place. Probably cheap. Wouldn't cost you as much as it does now if you have to get in line and if you can get your hands on one. And by now, at this point, from 15 years ago, it would have been in wide use. So some of the kinks would have been out. There would have been charging stations and all of that. Plus, nuclear energy. There, when you talk about nuclear energy, everybody runs and panics because you think of Three Mile Island. You can't help it, right? You think of Three Mile Island. We don't want that crap. We don't want it here. And then you look at the French and what they've been able to do with nuclear energy. And if we had that power and we had more of those plants and there were safe backup systems, perhaps we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in right now. So because of the disaster, he's seizing the opportunity, the president that is, and he called on Congress to roll back billions of dollars in tax breaks for oil and pass a clean energy bill that he's saying pushing forward would help the nation end our dependence on these fossil fuels, predicting that he's going to find political support for that legislation that would dramatically alter the way we do things, the way we fuel our homes and cars and the what we do when it comes to a carbon footprint and how people would know more and how we would become that much more green. So I'm asking you this question, America. How frustrated are you when you hear things like this, knowing where we could have been before in an economical fashion? I mean, the problem is, and the truth of it is, if you want to go all out and you really, really want to so-called reduce our dependence on fossil fuels, at this point, for anyone in the squeezed middle class to be able to do that, they have to have serious bucks in the bank. You know, just pick up a phone, start making some phone calls, and you'll find out what I mean. You might get a tax break here or there because you do something like put more insulation in the attic. But what does it cost you to put the insulation in, and where are you getting the spare coin with the amount of taxes that you're paying now? But this is all part and parcel of what's happened because of the oil spill. I mean, the spill is horrific. It is ruining lives. Nobody wants to see the spill. I don't care what you label yourself, I don't think anybody would step out of the shadows and say, I like the oil spill. Who cares? Nobody wants to see that. So Big Oil is the big meanie in this, the big bad guy in this. They look awful. Of course they look awful. And calling now for the elimination of oil company subsidies is another way to muscle for the administration, anyway, to show muscle, that the president wants to hold the industry accountable. But the problem is the industry should have been held accountable before. I mean, there was lots of money to be made, and the oil companies are going to go along with the regulations after all, right? So if there had been politicians who had a more watchful eye, wink, wink, on Big Oil, maybe what happened at the Deepwater Horizon wouldn't necessarily have happened, or any of the other oil spills, if they were just minuscule, smaller ones, because there would be backup system after backup system. I don't think in life you can ever 100% guarantee anything, but if some of the people who were being fueled campaign-wise by the oil companies had thought to step outside of the box and look closely at what the regulations were and look closely at where the money was coming in. We've said this before, the Interior Department, right, the one division, the Minerals Department, gets the most money. They bring in the most money besides the IRS. So it was hands off. That's what it was. But, you know, this, you've got an election approaching. You have Republicans who are taking big chunks out of some of the Democrats, and they're making some of the same economic arguments that they've been making. And, you know, we're looking at November, and November is, it is closer than you think. You can almost touch it. Will there really be a big swing in the midterm elections? Remember this, every single seat in the House is up for grabs. Every single seat. Harry Reid in Nevada, scared to death he's going to lose his seat. He's been around for a long time. He's hanging on by a thread, and he certainly isn't the only one. And we saw, obviously, what happened to Arlen Specter in Pennsylvania. He jumped parties, and that's kind of a different story. But he was somebody who had been around a long time and figured he had enough of a following in Pennsylvania that surely there was no way he would even lose in a primary. That wasn't going to happen, right? So Obama talks about slamming Big Oil, pushing more taxes on them, and, you know, not being dependent on fossil fuels. And he also defended the response to the oil spill and extended the moratorium on offshore drilling permits. So, you know, 7-8 weeks ago, the fates and fortunes of the oil giants were a lot different than they are today. I can imagine there are a lot of people that want to strangle BP. I mean, from all walks of life. And this just adds more shots to what they're taking now. And Obama said, look, I take responsibility. It's my job to make sure that everything is done to shut this down. So he's saying that this is an unprecedented disaster, which we know, and blasted the oil companies. Fair or foul, America? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Al Gore liking life in the faster lane of Hollywood and deciding instead not to, and his wife as well, Tipper Gore, deciding to end their marriage. We talked about this yesterday, splitting up after decades. They were married like 40 years. Crazy when you think about the, you know, which I don't care about their personal life, but when you think about somebody being married that long, What a time to split at the so-called golden years, or they weren't really in the golden years, like kind of twilight years. I don't know, maybe I'm getting that wrong. Fun years? I don't know. But it was a shocker, huh? You think of the couples around the Gores, like the Clintons, and everything that the Clintons went through, they're still together. But the Gores are the ones that split up after 40 years. Well, they say breaking up is hard to do, especially when you're in the spotlight. So you want to throw in your two cents on any of the things that we're talking about. Mostly, we've been mentioning the oil spill from the get-go of this hour, 800-259-5791. But we're going to talk about a couple of other things, too, including guns. Get the guns, because there are some challenges coming up as far as gun rights are concerned in that Second Amendment. The Constitution and the manipulations of the Constitution, you know, will they stay and will they go. There are a lot of people that are pushing for certain things to be revamped in the Constitution, not just guns. And then there are others who are hardcore, what I just said, constitutionalists. And there are some big challenges ahead. If you notice, Felipe Calderon, last week when he was addressing the joint Congress, he talked about guns at the border and the guns were coming from the United States. And I double checked my facts on that. You know, it's all about manipulating the numbers. That's why we do a segment called We Can Count. And it is only 10% that actually can be traced back to the United States. So I don't know where he's getting the numbers from. A lot of them are from Venezuela, Guatemala, other places, Russia, black market guns, but not traced all back to the United States. 10% of the guns that we're talking about, of these nutball cartel drug idiots who are just kidnapping people and shooting people in the street and Juarez and whatever, those aren't all traced back to the good old USA. So I don't know where Calderon is getting his facts or who's doing the research for him. But remember, he was pushing to reinstitute, to make sure you had that assault, which was expiring, the assault weapon ban in place in the U.S. I love how this guy is telling us in the United States how to do business. Whether you agree with whatever he's saying or don't, do we really care? It's like the actors. Do I care? Really, honestly, do I care what any of the actors think about what's going on in the United States of America? And the answer is no. I don't care what, and I like some of these guys as far as acting, but Ben Affleck, I don't care what he thinks about politics. I don't care what Sean Penn thinks. I think it's great when they give money because they make a lot, especially when they make a ton of money. I think it's awesome that they're humanitarians and they give money and they try to help orphanages and try to help other people. But do I really deep down care what their opinions are? The answer is no. No, no, no. Tom is listening to us in Brownwood, Texas. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Kate, how are you doing today?
Good, buddy.
Hey, listen, you know them fluffy people, the ones that I call a lunar landscape on the body?
Yeah.
I know how to fix that without going to a doctor. You just go over and flip that light switch. Hey, and Al Gore, doesn't Tipper, didn't her family own Heinz?
No, that was Teresa Hines that you're thinking of John Kerry.
Oh, I was thinking maybe Al Gore was tired of playing catch-up.
That would have been good one-liner, though, I'd have to give you credit, but no, wrong woman.
Oh, well, can't get them all right.
Yep. But he's got, you know, remember, he comes from money because he came from a long line of tobacco people. That's what his great-granddaddy did. They made tremendous amount of money in Tennessee on tobacco.
Are you reckon they're helping that two-year-old kid smoke him two packs a day?
Yeah, boy, two packs a day. Ooh, that's some black lungs. Yeah, I did see that. I saw a picture of him, and he was so little. Like, who? What's wrong with these people? They should be locked up. I saw that story, like, last week. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he smoked that cigarette just like a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
I never
seen anything
like it, man.
Yeah.
Oh, well, here we come back to the Constitution, and you know what I think.
Yeah, you think
everybody better vote the Constitution, because them people that are in the administration now never fired a shot in defense of the Constitution. They all stayed home eating their milk toast. And now they want to change it all just because they think they know better. That ain't happening.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I don't think I honestly think that there are enough people that want to protect the Constitution, Tom, that I mean, you're right. You know, there's a push. That's what I said. There's a push on both sides. But I think it stays intact. However, there are, and thanks, Tom, there are crazy, speaking of Texas, there are crazy stories like this one in just outside that border town area of Nuevo Laredo. Police in that city just north of the Mexican border said on Wednesday they seized about 147 assault rifles that were headed for Mexico. Remember I just said that there was only 10%, so where is this happening? And, of course, there have been thousands of people that have been killed by the drug gangs. The cops are saying that they acted on a tip and they stopped a truck on Saturday and found the rifles along with more than 200 other high-capacity magazines, bayonets, and 10,000 rounds of ammunition. The truck driver and the passenger were arrested, and the police there are saying it's the biggest weapons seizure in Laredo in a decade. It's one of the biggest cases that they've ever seen. And Mexico, Calderon, is complaining that most of the weapons used by the drug smugglers at the war with each other and the security border people come from the United States, which is why he was pushing to reinstate a ban on assault weapons to help cut the cross-border gun smuggling. And we already know this. I mean, it's outrageous, the numbers with these cartels. 23,000 people have been killed. 23,000. You know, that just boggles the mind. Since 2006. So here's the thing. It's definite. I mean, that it was only 10%, so I guess now we have to up that. But what do you think really happened here with these magical AK-47 rifles? I would love to hear what the truck driver and the passenger have to say about that. I would love to find out when they were grilled and they were asked about where they came from and how they got a hold of them and ultimately where they were going. That's the information I want to hear, because I have it on really, really good sources that, yes, there are weapons that come across, but not the majority do not come as much as, I mean, hey, I'll call a spade a spade. As much as a lot of people want to pin it on the U.S., I don't really believe that it's all coming in from the U.S. because it's backing up in a different direction, according to some really good sources that I have at the Border Patrol, and also with even the FBI and what they've been investigating. So this is a big seizure in Laredo, a huge seizure, as a matter of fact, because it just adds fuel to the fire on the whole idea of reinstating that ban with the AK-47 rifles. All right, you can, again, chime in whenever you want to at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist necessarily, but boy, the timing lately on some things has been interesting, hasn't it? Woo! Stay with us.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
All right, no confusion here. It's our trifecta challenge coming up in hour number three. Wow, that's about 45 minutes from now, because we go into our second segment and roll out the trifecta challenge. All you have to do, horses 1 through 12, you don't have to know anything about the horses, just pick the numbers 1, 2, and 3 like they were lottery numbers. If those numbers come in that order, that's called a trifecta. At least if you're at the Belmont, then you're screaming pretty loud because you might have won some pretty decent money. But, or maybe not, maybe you just played a couple of bucks and the horses were favorites. Here in America tonight, if you nail the trifecta challenge, not only do you have bragging rights, because nobody's been able to do that, but we empty the prize closet. You basically walk away with everything in the prize closet. How cool is that? Some of the things we're going to talk about the rest of this half hour include what's the latest on BP and the situation in the Gulf of Mexico with the oozing oil that's getting closer to those Florida beaches. They were working on the cap. I'll tell you what I found out earlier in the day in some of my travels and some of the conversations I had with some oil people, by the way. So we're going to get to that in a second. But first, a couple of quick things as well. Remember the Natalie Holloway story that captivated so many people, particularly Greta Van Susteren. She, like, owned that story. Or that was just what she talked about all the time. And to her credit, there were some things that I think she broke along the way. And honestly, I don't know this, but I think when you're a journalist, and she was a lawyer, and you talk to enough people, you can tell when people are lying. And this Jeroen van der Sloot just yanked her chain all over the place. So now, finally, you know, it's been 5 years, after Holloway disappeared while on that high school trip in Aruba. Now, this guy's been picked up for the murder of a different young woman. They're linking, Peruvian police are linking Joran van der Sloot to the murder of a 21-year-old, Stephanie Flores, who was killed in Lima in a hotel on Sunday. And here's the eeriest, craziest thing about this. I mean, to the day, 5 years to the day after Natalie Holloway disappeared is when they rousted this guy up. So he was in Chile. He ran off to Chile. And they're going to expel him, and he's now linked to this woman, and maybe this will unravel, and finally there'll be an ending to the Natalie Holloway saga. Maybe not. He lawyers up, sees what happens with the evidence in this case, and never confesses to anything. But wouldn't it be great if the parents had closure on this? You think of that poor girl's mother. I mean, I can still picture her face, Beth Holloway, who said she was never giving up on her fight or quest to find out what happened to her daughter, because that has to just gnaw at you. I mean, whether it's death or any other horrific thing that you can imagine, better to know, I think, than not to know. And perhaps something comes out of this. We'll see. Now that van der Sloot is going to be booted out of Chile and is going to go to Peru, they can tie him to the murder of the girl in the Lima hotel. Maybe he cops to something else with Holloway, or talks about at least what happened there. That would be a good thing, I think, for, like I said, for those families surrounding the Holloways, because they're divorced, and so there are other people that were also close to her as a teenager. Boy, it's crazy that that's been 5 years. Oof. All right, the big story of the day is the one that I mentioned, and that has to do with BP. And we've been talking about what is the junk shot that's going to close this sucker down, what's going to shut down the leak. We've all seen the live pictures, the video, right? So now there's some more optimism that's floating around. And that really came down late in the day after BP put a cap on to the end of the blown out oil well. And how they did it, they had that robotic kind of arm thing that wrestled the cap onto the end of the blowout oil well that I just mentioned. And you know, it was so ripped up, there was like a jagged end to it. But being now dubbed the worst oil spill in U.S. history, who knows if this is going to work or not. They feel as though they, being the company, feels that this could be a dramatic end to it. There, once the cap went into place, the whole dark clouds and the oil billowing out and all that stuff, it cleared up, a little bit. So you can't, is the cap on over everything? You know, right now, it's kind of mum is the word. You know, trust me, when they know this sucker is sealed, they'll be beating their chest and telling everyone so that everybody will get off their back about the leak, and then it's going to be about the cleanup and how did this happen and all that sort of stuff. Because if you remember, they had to slice off a pipe with the shears, but the cut was jagged, and placing the cap over that, it was even more challenging since it was ripped apart, because they had to go to the shears since the saw that they were trying to use got stuck in the pipe halfway through the job. I mean, nothing has gone right in this operation since the day that oil well sank. Nothing has gone well. So the White House, in turn, is saying, oh, by the way, we want you to know this, America. We're sending BP a $69 million bill for costs so far associated with this crazy oil spill. And, of course, the White House flunky, Robert Gibbs, was the guy to announce it. He said the bill was the first to be sent to the oil company, and BP leases the rig, so they're getting it. It exploded all the way back on April 20th, and then, boom, was gone 2 days later when it sank. 11 people were killed. Somehow in the middle of all this, that always gets lost. And BP keeps saying the same thing over and over again. They're sorry it happened. They're trying to do what they can to shore up the leak. And the White House now didn't like being accused of not getting off their rear ends in time. So any chance they get to gig BP, the two dreaded letters, to stick it to them, they're doing it. And I think that was the whole thing with the bill. They took a page out of Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas, because so many illegals had gone to the hospital, they decided, the hospital, that they would send a bill to Mexico for millions of dollars in lost monies since they were treating people for free. So this is kind of, like I said, ripping off a play and doing what they did with BP. And who knows, it could end up being more than that. Because we still don't really have a handle on how much of the crude from the well has leaked out. We know it's a pretty high number, though, right? I think we're all agreed on that. This is kind of like, sadly, when you were a kid, or even now, they have them at places where you guess the jelly beans and you win whatever the prize is. There's some giant jar in the CVS or Walgreens or maybe at the city center, and you have to try to figure out how many pennies are there or how many marbles are there or how many jelly beans, and you could win $5,000. It's kind of like that. How many gallons ultimately have poured out into the Gulf of Mexico? And at this point, you know, the biggest problem, I think, is the lack of action right from the get-go. In fact, that's never, ever been lost on the governor of Louisiana, who stomped his feet and tried to scream as loud as he could and basically has thrown up his hands and said, you know, we're just going to handle this ourselves if the feds can't come and do what they need to do the right way. Here's what he said.
Sign the contracts today to move the dredgers or write us the check and move out of the way so we can get it done. The important thing is we cannot let another day, another minute, another hour go by as more oil gets into our wetlands.
And he's right. Every second is important in that operation at this point. Gets into the wetlands, not so easy to get it out of the wetlands. And in fact, almost damn near impossible to pump it out of there. I'm not saying you can't do it, but trying to clean it, the seepage and how much damage would be done there, he's absolutely right. And then the Alabama governor decided to kick in his 2 cents and talked about the fact that they don't have enough equipment.
We could literally boom it off to the point that there would be very little of, or much of a possibility for oil to get to our shores. Problem is, there's not enough boom.
There's not enough boom. And I think that's part and parcel to the getting off the schneid a little bit too slow in the beginning. I know I don't want to just keep beating up the same dead horses that are hanging around the studio. But Ken Salazar, that one goes out to you. Yes, you might be handling it now, but the spotlight's on and the pressure's on. And missing really those first couple of days and not leaning hard to find out what needed to be done, what kind of equipment needed to be out there. Geez, these fishermen who aren't going to be able to go and fish in the areas that they were, let's use them all hands on deck. And yes, that's happening now, but it could have happened from the very beginning. And in any accident, I don't care what the accident is, all of us know the same thing. Time is of the essence. The faster you get it taken care of, the faster you figure things out, the less disastrous it is. So that's the problem with how the government reacted. Coming up, we're going to do the odds and ends thing because there were some other things that happened as well in the world of sports. The Lakers beat Boston 102-89. We'll throw that out there. Is that a big surprise? Kobe Bryant, the best player in the NBA. I'm not stunned by that, certainly. And then a Golden Girls star died from a stroke at age 76. And that's Rue McClanahan died. If you remember her, she was kind of the wise, cracking Southern woman who was part of that cast, pretty popular. And she was on that hit series from the time it started to the time that it wrapped up. Hang around.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those spots in between where there's not any oil headed toward your beaches, at least not yet. I hope it doesn't hit anybody who's listening to us here on America Tonight. I know some people have been affected. I was talking to a guy who makes his living on the Gulf Coast today, and they were trying to size up the shrimp market and what that was going to be like. And so far, it's still very uncertain because it's about capping it off and knowing where the oil is showing up. Does it really go all the way around and hit Pensacola and some of the other beaches? And then the wide swath that we're talking about, there are certain areas we're shrimping and doing the fishing, and it has touched the outer circle in some cases in Mississippi and Alabama, but how deep does it go? All right, this is the boo of the week. And I got to call it that because it just shows you. After all the stuff that we said about the Mexican government and Felipe Calderon and how many of you called the show to express your outrage over the Mexican government sticking their nose into what's happening in the United States. Yes, we have to have a relationship. Yes, we have to be concerned about the border, as do they, when it comes to the drug cartels and some of the other things that are happening. But when you have the president of Mexico getting a standing ovation for attacking Arizona, just something isn't right there. So now this one. Story broke somewhere during the day, and I happen to catch it. The Mexican government is opening what they're calling a satellite consular office on Catalina Island. Anybody know Catalina Island? It's a foofy little resort island off the California coast that, by the way, has a history of drug smuggling and human trafficking that actually is providing the illegals with identification cards now, so they can add that to the list. The Mexican consular office, I'm not kidding, in L.A., issued a copy or a flyer of what ultimately was obtained by one of the newspapers back in Washington, and they listed Catalina Island Country Club as their satellite office. They invite Mexicans to go to the office. They get identification. They're called matricular cards. I know we've talked about that before. And that's just ridiculous. Now, yeah, it's just exacerbating a ridiculous and dangerous situation. It's just wrong no matter where it's done. They're not in the country legally, and you're giving them identification. So now this tiny resort island is a portal for illegals to get into California? I mean, if there were a ton of Americans illegally in Mexico, would the U.S. consulate be okay with making it easier for them to stay? Mexico would have their heads, so to speak. They would never let that happen. I mean, this really is the boo of the week. It's one of those ridiculous stories that I've seen concerning the illegal immigration problem. Hey, here's what we'll do. Go out to Catalina Island. No one will know very much about it. Get your identification card, and we'll call it even. Crazy. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. He's with us legally, by the way. Hey, Sam.
Yeah, I'm legal. Very legal.
I'm teasing you, yeah.
I know. Just as you know, Julie's fine. But, you know, this is, you know, what we're going through is scary right now, but we won't go through that because, you know what I mean.
Right. You just have to think positive thoughts because you don't want to put out anything negative out there about that anyway.
Right. Anyway, sorry to get off the beaten track for 1 second, but one of the papers here in Canada had a cartoon. It was a Turkish guy lying on the ground and somebody yelling, "Oh, my God, he's been shot. Someone call a public relations agent." You know, and if you've noticed,
it is about public relations, and for people who don't know what Sam's talking about, that flotilla incident with the Gaza aid and the six ships and the Israeli commandos,
right.
You know, if you hear two very different versions of this story,
right.
And a lot of people are starting to beat up on Israel, and I'm not so sure that's fair.
No.
Did they jump the gun too soon? Was it too close to the waters that we're talking about? Or was this a little bit of a setup? Let's provoke Israel, see what they do, and blow this up.
Right, for sure. And on one of the news channels here, they had a former African-American congresswoman, Cheryl, I forgot her last name. Her name escapes me at the moment. They asked her, what was it like being on the flotilla? Instead, she talked about the apartheid government in Israel. They said, no, we want to talk about what was it like on the flotilla. Now, she wants to talk about, as she put it, the apartheid government. So the broadcaster said, excuse me, I don't think this is not what we're going to talk about. So then he said, you know, that was the interview, and then they switched to the playoffs. So talking from one end of the spectrum to the other.
Exactly. Let's squeeze it all in.
Yeah, you know, but if you've noticing today, a lot of, you know, they see Israel's side of it, and Israel's willing, here, take a look. This is what we did. This is what we saw. You ask the other people to release their video or whatever, they're not going to. So I'm thinking, okay, people, maybe if you do release it, you show the truth, you know? So I think what is...
Yeah, what's the old saying, the truth will set you free?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Or in this case, the truth will hurt you. And, and you know, my brother was invited to a bris this morning, so he told a couple of the people what he did with these Hasidic people. Most of them went over to him and shook their hand. One gentleman even kissed them. Not on the lips, but kissed them, you know, kissed them on the cheek for, that was good. Because,
yeah,
you know,
see, they're basically giving him the high sign, sure, thanks for sticking up.
Yeah. I mean, it, you know, he could say, well, it's business, but no, uh-uh. I mean, like, Now, like this afternoon, I was walking in that neighborhood because in the particular part of Montreal, there's also a fairly large Greek community. So I was booking some people to Athens. I looked at one of them. He looked at me, and I said something to him in French. He looked at me like, huh? Because in their world, all they speak is Yiddish and English. They don't understand a word of French. So,
the tug of war of the French and English.
Right.
We've talked about that a bunch here on ATN. And then if you're throwing the Yiddish,
yeah.
Boy, it doesn't give you a lot of options then. You either use one or the other.
Okay, tomorrow night's game, Philadelphia 3, Chicago 1.
Woohoo! We like that prediction. Hey, you have a great weekend. Thanks, Sam.
Okay, take care.
I like that. He's thinking about the Flyers. Don't forget, we have our trifecta challenge that comes up in our next hour. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you, my friend?
You know, I wanted to talk about the... when somebody calls your show, you know, you start trying to talk about something, but you keep bringing so many good things up. It's hard to stay on the original subject you want.
That's all right. That's what we say. It's scatter shooting. It's like we're going for the clay pigeons all over the place, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. You know, I think we could come up with a treaty with Mexico. We will take back all of our firearms, and they can take back all of their Mexicans. See?
There you go.
I mean,
take them all. Take them all back.
Yeah, you know, like one for one or even two for one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's surprising how Mexico apparently has a problem controlling what goes across their border. Yet they want to tell us how to control our border.
That's right.
There's something tricky there. And the Israelis, you know, I love the Israelis. But to me, it's like a 300-pound weightlifting jiu-jitsu expert, and he's been fighting with a 100-pound retarded, wheelchair-bound, blind, deaf, and dumb person for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Knock him out. Just get it over with. Come on. I mean, if you keep on playing their game with their rules, guess who's going to win?
Yeah, they're pussyfooting around it, you're right, instead of blowing them out. But the whole Gaza Strip thing, you know how tricky that is. And the UN is breathing fire down Netanyahu's back. The U.S. is dancing a thin line in that gray area in the middle, Tomas. And at some point, and you can see it with Netanyahu, I think he's sick of doing that, but I think he's being told basically by the people around him to hold back. But you can only hold back so much. And you got to look at the video, and you can decide for yourself. But something is definitely wrong there. Somebody's zooming somebody, whether it's Israel or the Turkish folks. I'm thinking that Israel's got a little bit jobbed on this thing. Thanks for the call, Tomas. Remember, you can always shoot us your thoughts at AmericaTonight.net.